This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world via the internet, streaming online live. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Plus, check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I did that for Flip because he's listening and he wanted, and that's the way he introduced himself to me. Let's say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, as we always do, under God, because this great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Ron, we're going to start out with the Iranian situation, because I want you to listen before you say anything to this representative of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. This is what he had to say about the attack on the U.S. Embassy.
The raid on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad could not have happened without the direct order by the Iranian regime supreme leader Ali Khamenei, and the full operation and cooperation of the Revolutionary Guards, who are commanding. They are real commanders of the Shiite militias, whom you saw in the video clips, who were in uniforms. These are the Hashd-e Shaabi forces, who are nominally operating within the Iraqi government, but they get their actual orders from the Iran regime, from the commander of the Quds force, Qasem Soleimani. And
now, I'm going to stop that right there. He said what I saw, and you saw the video, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see the military units march up in formation and then disband in front of there and start throwing rocks and setting fires and trying to bust down the wall or whatever they could do to get in there?
Yes. These are, I believe, Shiite forces who basically bossed around and getting their orders from Iran.
Yeah, and some of them are actually members of Hezbollah.
Yeah, then, you know, Iran seems to be pulling all the strings in this entire situation right now. And how Iran got so much control in Iraq, didn't that occur because the United States had basically broken down Iraq's forces or their military and kind of left things open for Iran?
Everything was controlled by the Sunnis. Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. The army was the Ba'athist Party, we were all Sunnis, and the Sunnis. And when we went in there, the first thing we did was disband them and bar them from becoming members of the military or of holding any more political positions.
Yeah, we kind of left a void, I think. And so now the Shiite runs. You know, they're in the majority there.
No. The Shiites are the minority, but the minority is running the country with a majority.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, there you go.
Power.
Yep.
They have the power. That's
right.
What I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting because Iran is the big player in all of this.
They are.
And you know that Iran wants to draw us into a situation. Why? I don't understand, because if we got into a real war with them, I think we would win if we went into victory.
Well,
if we went into actually
let me stop you for a second. We don't need to get into a war with Iran. What we need to do we need to stop the operations outside the country of Iran of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force. That's Soleimani. They're in Lebanon. They're in Jordan. They're in Iraq. They're in Syria. They're in Yemen. They're in South America, for God's sake. They're in Venezuela. They're in Mexico. We need to stop the IRGC and their ability to be able to travel outside their country. That's what we need to do.
Well, we could have stopped them, I think, years ago. But the United States has been showing a very weak posture, not because we are weak, but we did not have the will to deal with them before they got all over the world the way
true.
They are right
all
now.
True.
And so it's like we let, you know, the cat, it's like trying to herd cats now. We try to go after them. And so they're placed all over the world to do terrible things, I believe. And it's a terrible situation to be in. I think we still need to continue to hurt Iran, you know, as far as their economy is concerned.
And we are.
Yeah, but we need to do more, obviously.
The $150 billion that they got has already cost them $200 billion worth of revenue, according to the latest reports. So they're in the hole.
Yeah.
They're in the hole.
They're in the hole, but they're getting a lot of help now because you know they're mixing up with China and Russia. And so they're helping them out militarily. You know, they had joint operations recently, training operations, the Iran, China.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, so, man, it's happening because during the past 8 years.
Stand by because we're going to be going to break, so I'm going to put you on hold here. We're going to break, and here comes the music. And Eric is chiming in, and I'll mention this before we go to this break, that we need a full court press, in Eric's opinion, on containment and suppression. A campaign of annihilation would probably start World War III. So containment and suppression. Well, we got to stop them. Eric, wherever they're at, we've got to stop them. We can't let them get out and do what they're doing. All right, I'm coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit. for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veteran's tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
So, President Trump signed off on another massive spending bill full of wasteful uses for our tax dollars and a few insults thrown in for good measure. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. $1.5 trillion? Are you kidding me? The Democrats howl to the moon, complaining about money needed to secure our USA southern border with a good border wall and other security measures. But yet, they were solidly on board for a $4 billion payment to secure Jordan's border. Congressional gumps threw in $22 million to help the Serbian Regional Center for Agricultural Development improve the quality of Serbian cheese to match international cheese standards. Back to the border issue. I just can't get over the fact that congressional Democrats and rhinos didn't deem our southern border protection to be worth as much as they allotted for Jordan, to which they approved $4 billion, yet only $1.5 billion for our southern border. That, my fellow Americans, is an insult. We all know that Democrats and a few rhinos hope to spend our republic into oblivion by imploding our economy under a mountain of debt. That is yet another insult. But the biggest insult of all is President Trump signing this wasteful madness after saying that he would not again after signing the prior wasteful spending bill. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty. Well, that's Ron Edwards. And now let's go back to Ron Edwards. And I got to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Now, let me tell you, folks, now anybody can afford to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. That's because they have changed some of their credit lending policies. They've made it a little bit easier. They're going out of their way. They've got all kinds of different ways and opportunities to be able to buy a vehicle, both new and certified pre-owned. So check them out online by going to MossNissan.com. MossNissan.com. And you can stop by one of their locations on U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey, Crystal River on U.S. 19, the certified pre-owned center, Moss Wholesale to the Public at Homosassa Springs on U.S. 19, and the two locations at North Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue, the Moss Nissan and Moss Acura locations. Let Moss Nissan put you in a new or newer vehicle today, and they can also repair the ride you're riding with some of the best auto repair facilities and mechanics across Tampa Bay. Now, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save even more money. Tell them that when you walk in and watch and see what happens. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com. All right, back to Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
We've got a caller that's got a question or a comment, and I believe this is Mel from Saratoga Springs. Is that right?
Yes, Captain. This is Mel from Saratoga Springs.
What's up, my friend?
Yes, hello, Ron. Happy New Year, and God bless America.
Same to you.
This flip of power in Iraq, wasn't this created by enemy number one, foreign occupier of the Oval Office of the last administration, and the undercover Muslim, Hussein Obama, who also gave to the Iran government $150 billion
right.
That was flown over in the middle of the night, unbeknownst to us taxpaying American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
The protest and all of what you see going on that is being funded by Iran and being instigated by Iran.
Correct.
I would have to say this was all created by foreign occupier of the Oval Office of the last administration.
All right. Well, we'll answer that question for you. And thank you very much, Mel, and Happy New Year to you. All right. Well, first of all, Ron, this started and was created by, believe it or not, George W. Bush when they banned the Sunnis from taking part in anything to do. They disbanded the military. All the Sunnis were put out onto the street, so to speak, with nothing to do. You remember the original Al-Qaeda in Iraq?
I do remember that.
You remember who some of those principals were in that?
Who were some of the principals in what now?
Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Those were Iranian generals that had been let go and senior officers that had taken their men with them and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to become part of the resistance, and that's how that started. Now, that is just part of it. Now, did it get exacerbated under the administration following that, Barack Obama? Absolutely. What did we do? What did we do in Iraq that we have not done in Afghanistan or Iraq this time? Did we not pull all the troops and all our intel out of Iraq?
I believe we did.
You got it. Yep. And then what happened? And what happened? Al-Qaeda came in. ISIS came in right along with
them. Filled the vacuum.
Yep, exactly.
They came in and filled the vacuum
exactly.
And took over.
Mm-hmm. And they did that with that $150 billion that we gave Iran.
Absolutely.
Because they were the ones that were supporting them.
Yep. So they became a proxy of Iran.
And Eric is agreeing with me because he understands what I'm talking about because I haven't said anything to him about this, but it is absolutely positively true that we made a serious mistake when we disbanded that army over there. We should have actually allowed the Sunnis that were in the military to stay. Now, the leadership could have gone. I got it. But we should have let the Sunnis stay. And as a result, we got what we got. That started all of this to begin with. Unfortunately, it started it.
I think also when we go into these countries and we do battle, in recent years, including in Iraq, we don't defeat the enemy. We push them back. And then we try to make nice and think that, oh, okay, if we're nice now and we pull out, everything's going to be okay.
Can I use an expression?
Sure.
We drive them to their knees, but we don't break their back so they can't get on their knees.
There you go. Yeah, that makes
How do you
sense.
Like that? How do you like that?
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. I think we need to change that strategy to go in and to beat the enemy or leave it alone, seriously. Because you go in, you push them around a little bit, you agitate them, then you leave, and they get stronger.
And the other thing that we also allowed to have happen because of all of this was the influx of refugees, because we didn't have a powerful force in the middle of things to stop what was going on. And the people that were coming across from Algeria to Sudan to Libya to Egypt were coming over into Iraq, which was the easy way to get on a boat or whatnot, as well as over further into Syria and, did I say Syria? Syria and Lebanon, and hop on a boat and head towards Europe and or walk into Europe, whatever the case was. But Iraq was an area that they actually were able to come through.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so now we have a worse situation because you've got Russia sniffing around, you've got China in the mix with Iran. And so now, if something jumps off, it's an even bigger struggle, in my opinion.
Yeah. Now, I suggested before, and I'm sorry for butting in because we're running out of time. Yeah. I'm trying to keep the point going here. I suggested before through my military generals, Paul Vallely, who was my commanding general of the 101st Airborne, right, as well as Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, U.S. Air Force pilot, 4,000-plus hours in the air combat. But I suggested what they suggested, and that was we develop a lily pad strategy, whereas we put our forces out there aboard our aircraft carriers and in various locations to where they could have a rapid deployment force, get it, hit it, get out.
Absolutely.
Every time something broke up, get it, hit it, get out.
Hurt them, you know, hit them.
And I don't care about the political diplomacy. That could all be handled afterwards.
Absolutely, absolutely. But until you defeat them, you're going to continue to deal with situations like this.
Yep.
But you're screwing around with it.
Yep.
And agitating, and they get stronger. And so we have to defeat them or forget about it.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk very quickly about the impeachment thing coming up. Rudy Giuliani says that he wants to testify. He wants to be called in because he wants to tell him what he found out, the evidence he's produced, which everybody's speculating on. But I think some of the speculation's about half correct. I think he's got a lot more than he's letting on.
He does have a lot of stuff. I don't know if you saw a special. It was on One American News, and he did a lot of talking there, and you saw that interview. I think they don't want him to come in there now. I remember before, they kind of were saying, well, we should get Giuliani in there. They're not saying that now when they list the names of people they want to come in to talk to Congress. I think if he goes in and he talks, a lot of people are going to be...
Right.
You know, in trouble.
Let's change gears and finish for this. USA Today wrote an article yesterday. I'll tell you what, this is a very stupid article on the part of USA Today. Quote, it's scary that citizens had guns when attacked in a Texas church.
Oh, that was asinine. That was asinine.
Are you
they
kidding me?
Lives.
Yeah.
They
and by the
lives.
Way, so it took 6 seconds to take this guy out. It would have taken a minimum of 9 minutes for the cops to get there. What would have happened in that 9 minutes?
Can you imagine how many?
I know. We'll talk to you on the weekend show, my friend.
All right, bye now.
All right, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. That's theronedwards.com is a website. And I'll be back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. We're going to be talking about all things related to aviation maintenance. And if you got any questions, call in or put them on the Facebook page. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran-backed militiamen withdrew from the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad after 2 days of clashes with American security forces. During New Year's Eve festivities, the president warned Iran against any escalations.
I want to have peace. I like peace. And Iran should want peace more than anybody. So I don't see that happening. No, I don't think Iran would want that to happen. It would go very quickly.
Tim Berg has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is postponing his planned trip to Ukraine because of the violence going on outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas tells Fox News President Trump has been patient with Iran.
We have told the Iranian regime countless times, do not confuse President Trump's strategic patience with weakness. And unfortunately, the regime has done that.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
You betcha. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy is also brought to you by Only Eyes Optical and Boutique down in Sarasota. Now, if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes, then listen up, because Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota, you can give them a call for an appointment, 941-444-7984. They have an optometrist on location down there, as well as Diana Reeson, the licensed optician, who will take care of all of your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price you have from the big box stores. Just bring the ad with you that says buy one, get one, buy one, pay 40%, whatever the deal is. You know what I'm talking about. You see those eyeglass ads. Take it with you. See what she can do for you. And by the way, Diana Reason cares about you and your eyes, and Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you and your family will get a discount on all your eyeglass needs. So, stop by today, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue, in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Number to call for an appointment if you want to do that, 941-444-7984, and tell her the captain sent you. All right, Bo Browning is here. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
And I hope you had a great New Year, because, matter of fact, we didn't see you for Christmas or New Year, so I hope you survived both.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic New Year starting here.
All right. Well, that's good. Now, tell me about your enrollment to start out there. Everybody's on vacation now, the students and all that, right?
All the students will return to class today. So the students will be back today, January 2nd. And it's a new year, so, you know, we're National Aviation Academy is looking ahead. You know, hopefully we got a whole lot of eager students coming back off a break, and got a bunch of new prospective students coming in, seeing the facility. And it's going to be, you know, another great year in 2020 for National Aviation Academy and all the students that come through the program. The aviation industry is still continuing doing very, very well.
Now, I've got a question, and we always get questions from people. We usually get one or two or whatever before we get lined up here. And this is from Sue. She's a gal. And she says, Captain, I've been listening to you talk about National Aviation Academy, and I've been thinking about possibly giving them a call. But I want to ask Bo this question, and here it comes. She says, I work with computers, on cash registers, on adding machines, but that's all I know how to do. I'm not a mechanic. I can't fix and repair my car, but I can work with computers and do whatever it takes to get a cash register or a computer working again. Would that help me to be an aviation maintenance tech?
Sure. You know, obviously you have some skills and technique there. You can follow direction. You have some troubleshooting abilities, you know, because you have to figure out what the problem is with the adding machine, with the cash register, things like that. You know, it all boils down to troubleshooting. Work ethic is something you can't teach everybody, and I say it every time that we come on the show. If you bring a good hard work ethic, we can teach you to be an aircraft mechanic. You just need a little bit of want to, right? You know, you got to want to be successful. And with the skills that you have, the troubleshooting, you know, a mindset that you're already ingrained with, you know, you should be successful in the program. I don't see a reason why the program wouldn't fit you. But again, come in, see National Aviation Academy, visit the campus, and see if it is the right fit for you. But you should be successful.
Now, we've got a military question for you from a Marine, Frank. He's not telling me where he's at. He just says, I'm a former Marine, and I have a question for your Marine sitting there, Bo. Did you ever have embassy duty, and if so, how many Marines were assigned to the embassies? I think you know where he's going with this.
No, never had embassy duty. It wasn't the B billet I chose. I was on the drill field, you know, so I didn't go to embassy duty.
Now, it's my understanding there might have been as many as 15 or 20 Marines that were stationed there at the embassy. Mm-hmm. This was a good, big embassy, but I think they might have had more than that. They might have had 40 or 50. But then what we need to talk about, and here's where he's going, because I knew he was going to mention this. He said the difference between Benghazi is it took 13 hours to get people there.
Sure.
With this one, in 13 minutes, the FAST team was up in 13 minutes in the air en route.
Sure, absolutely, right? You know, every branch of service has its own role to play, and, you know, one of the things the Marine Corps prides itself on is being able to respond immediately to any kind of threat.
And they are the people that guard the embassies.
That's right. You know, so, you know, be able to pack up and be anywhere in the world in a split second, you know, within 24 hours, that's what the Marine Corps prides itself on. You know, the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, we all have different types of missions, and we're all successful at all of them.
Okay, well, Frank, thank you very much for your question, and I hope that suffices. Now, the other thing I want to talk about here is that with the economy today, a lot of people are doing a lot of moving. We've got, by reports, we've got $16 billion coming into Florida from people who are retiring to the north. And I've got one question from a listener here that just popped up here. It says, is there any age restriction on wanting to become an aviation maintenance tech? I've already retired. I'm not collecting Social Security yet, but I'm a few years away from it. So I still got some spark, and I've still got some spark in my wire. Thank you. That's a good expression. Still got some spark in my wire, and I'm thinking about becoming an aviation maintenance tech.
No, we have had individuals that have retired or transitioned careers later on in life come through the program. You know, so there is no age restriction when it comes to aviation maintenance technicians. You know, pilots, there is an age restriction out there for a pilot. Uh-huh. But for an aviation maintenance technician, no, there's no age restriction. You know, it just all depends on what you really want to do. I've had individuals come through the program at National Aviation Academy, and some of them were going back out in the workforce. Some of them were just looking for a good hobby. You know, they're truly retired, and they have their own little airplane, and, you know, they just wanted to, you know, have a nice hobby, something to do, to give their day, you know, so something to do throughout the day.
Okay, let's see here. Are there any, here we go, would be interested to know from you if there's any focus regarding the avionics and mechanics with MV-22 Osprey-type platforms.
Yeah, so when you transition out of the military, you have a skill set. Usually you've worked on one type of aircraft platform, but it's the skill that you bring, right? It's the knowledge of the systems on the aircraft. It's the knowledge of the avionics, the hydraulics, the engines, the structure. So all that knowledge is transferable to other aircraft type. You just have to become familiar with those aircraft. Now, do you want to go back and work on Ospreys as a civilian? Absolutely, that possibility is out there. There are government contractors that support all the military branches. So, you know, that's something that you could absolutely
do.
Well,
who repaired the Ospreys when they shut them down for a while? Remember where they had a couple of crashes and they put the whole fleet down and... Who was doing that? Civilians as well as...
Probably civilians. Uh-huh. You know, the civilians were probably the ones doing the troubleshooting, find out exactly what the problem was. And then the aircraft that could be fixed out in the fleet by the active duty service members, you know, that was probably done. But it depends on how big the repair is, what all goes into it, if they utilize field teams or active duty.
Yeah,
members.
And it should be pointed out that there were two Ospreys that dropped that fast team down into the middle of yard number one, where they landed inside the first wall and dropped the people off and then took off and with a Cobra gunship up overhead. Sure. And an armed drone. There were two drones that were circling the embassy that day, mm-hmm. and both of them were armed.
Yeah.
They never would have gotten, those people never would have gotten to where they think they would have gotten because those drones would have fired on them.
Sure. You know, it's a testament to believing in America and the technology that we have, I guess. You know,
yeah.
That's the way to look at it, right?
Yep, exactly. And I saw the Marines on the roof. I saw them on the roof. I saw the weapons they had up there. There was an anti-aircraft gun up there. They also had a couple of mortars that were sitting there, you know, ready to go. And they had their machine gun up there, mm-hmm. up on the wall, pointed down. And a couple of the other guys had their weapons with them, and they were pointing them down below, but I think they were shooting rubber bullets, is what I was told, into the crowd. As well as they had a shotgun. I think they were firing beanbags at
probably,
that.
Probably, you know, yeah. non-lethal weapon.
Right.
You know, it's a nice deterrent, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, more with Bo Browning when we come back here from the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are talking about all things related to becoming an aviation maintenance tech, including what happens when you, want to make about $50,000 a year. How can you do that? We're going to tell you. Don't go anywhere. Come right back and listen.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Well, before we go back to Bo Browning, we're going to do our beach and boating forecast because the weather has kind of gotten a whole lot nicer right now. And today, except for the wind, it might be a pretty good day to be on the water. So get ready, gang. Here we go. Alright, here's the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And yesterday, most of the day, it was pretty calm out there in the water, which was a really nice thing. Well, today, during the course of the day, the winds are going to pick up. Now, they will turn around to the southeast and gust upwards to 20 miles an hour or thereabouts, but it'll make the seas a little bit rougher, 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature right now is 68, the Bay water temperature 69. Our high tide comes at 6.06 a.m. right after the show's over, and our low tide comes at 1.01 p.m. It's going to be warmer today, and the sun will be out all over the place, so that'll be a good thing. Everybody will like that. Lots of sun. And by the way, no more winter coats for you locals here. because the other day it was funny. I saw the people walking around here in the hotels not very far away from the stadium where the Outback Bowl was played, and the folks in Minnesota were walking around in shorts and T-shirts, and the Florida folks were walking around with their winter coats. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay brings you the beach and boating forecast. They now have 206 locations across the country, 3 in Canada, 6 in France. That's right, Parlez-vous Français. 6 in France, 1 in the United Kingdom, 1 in Australia. And don't forget, right here, the biggest one in all of the Freedom Boat Club family locations is right here in Tampa Bay. 430 boats right here in this location, 28 locations here. And they're going to add another 200 boats in 20 locations in 2020. They're going to make a left turn over there just north of Orlando and go on up all the way to Gainesville through Eustis and Tavares, Lake County, Marion County, and all the way to Gainesville. So that's going to be really interesting. Now, let me tell you that right now, for a limited time, for the next few days only, if you join the Freedom Boat Club, everybody, and I mean everybody, regardless of who you are, what you belong to, gets $2,000 off. Everybody gets $2,000 off. Now, that's the one-time entry fee, the membership fee, and all you'll do is pay the balance due after that. So, after that, you get a monthly bill, and you're in like Flynn. You belong to the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the good thing about being a member of the Freedom Boat Club is your membership gives you reciprocity, excuse me, at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. All you have to do to find out more is go to the freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM, to find out more, and tell them the captain sent you. There you go. All right, back to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And, Bo, let's get into some specifics about how long it takes to become an aviation maintenance tech. So you take it from there. How long does it take?
So at National Aviation Academy, we have, in our Tampa Bay campus, we have a 14-month program that's 2,000 hours long. That's the Aviation Maintenance Technician Program. That gets your airframe and power plant certification, right? So that's going to take you through the requirements to meet the testing eligibility requirements for the FAA exams. Then we have the 21-month program. That is the 14-month AMT program for your airframe power plant certification with 7 months of advanced aircraft systems, which gets you 5 other industry-recognized credentials out of that program. And then we have a 7-month AAS program with standalone on its own. At our New England campus, we have the 14-month AMT program to get your airframe power plant certification. So, you know, 14 months, 2,000 hours, that's going to get you through the basic requirements to become eligible to take the FAA exams. Once you do that, as you go through the program at National Aviation Academy, you test as you move forward. So the 14-month program has 3 courses in it. They have the general course, the power plant course, and the airframe course. So as you complete each one of those courses, that you will be given a completion certificate, which will allow you to take the written exam for that portion of the course. Once you do the written exams, then you have to do the oral and practical portion also. So after 14 months, you can leave National Aviation Academy. If you hit all the benchmarks, you got all your certifications, you leave National Aviation Academy, you'll probably have multiple job offers in hand from one of our 3 career fairs that we have at each campus a year. And then you'll go out there and, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you know, you can go there and research what an average, the average median income of an aviation maintenance technician is, and somewhere around, 55, 60,000. I don't have the exact number offhand right now.
Right.
But the industry is doing very, very well. And again, that's, you're looking at a 40-hour a week job. Now, in aviation, I've been in the civilian world 20 years now. And if you want to work overtime, that overtime is there. You know, a lot of places have a lot of overtime that you can work. So you can make a lot of money working the overtime hours. Again, like I've always said, if you want to work hard, you want to have a good skill, you want to have a good trade, you want to have job security, you know. And when I say job security, you know, I've lost jobs in aviation. You know, there's, you know, things happen at companies. You know, they go out of business. They downsize. But literally, I've always found another job immediately after it. I've never been unemployed in this industry. My personal experience, never been unemployed in this industry unless I chose to be unemployed in 20 years.
Well, I've got a neighbor who just retired from an airline. I won't mention the name of the airline, but he was with another airline before it that went out of business, and then he got picked up by this airline that he was at, and he retired there. And he had no problem at all making a six-figure salary. He said he could work as many hours as he could humanly stay awake.
Absolutely, you know, depending on the company you go to work for, a lot of them will let you work a lot of overtime. Now, when you're out there working that kind of overtime, everybody wants to work hard and get it done, but you got to be safe, you got to be careful, you got to make sure you do things correctly at all times out there. You know, safety is the number one concern in the aviation industry.
All right. Well, Bo, we got to wrap it up here. So once again, the website is naa.edu, naa.edu. The telephone number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. That's National Aviation Academy. Check them out. Become a certified aviation maintenance tech, and you will find out that you can make a lot of money a whole lot quicker than you can in some other things.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, give National Aviation Academy a call or go online and visit us and come in and, sit and visit one of our campuses.
All right, well, thanks, Bo, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right, folks. Well, now I got to mention that Dominic's Blinds and Decor, that's spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located down there at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, is there for you because all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and unlike the big box stores or the online internet places that want to sell you something, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, not only before the sale, during the sale, but after the sale. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them. That's probably going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all of the military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop on by the store. Now, coming up today, I will be down, folks, in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit Farms for lunch in the Mixon Roadside Cafe. You want to make sure that if you're in the vicinity of the area and you want to stop by and have lunch with the captain, I'll be there from noon to 1:30. Please do. We'd love to see as many of you as we can there. We have a pretty good group that stops there. Well, not a pretty good group. They're a damn good group that stops there. Some veterans and some retired first responders and some of the people you hear comment and call in here on the program. And we'd love to see you there. 12 noon to 1:30. Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon Fruit Farms at 2525 27th Street South, right there in Bradenton, south of the Tropicana plant on the same side of the street if you're coming up 301. And it's going to be fun like it always is, and I'll have some things with me to give out for the radio station and the radio show, so you'll be able to get some goodies, some free stuff there from us. But it's all about we the people here on this program, and make no mistake about it, we don't forget our roots. We don't forget how we got to where we're at. I told you earlier, every night on this program, on the internet, on all the different sites that play this show on the internet, we have over 1 million people listening around the world on the internet. That does not include the radio listeners. You add that in there. Yep, we've become a major player in the overnight radio market in 3 short years. Thank you very much to all of you. And remember, being all about we the people, we mean what we say. It's all about America, and we the people are the bosses of these people that get elected. We can vote them in, we can vote them out. Get together, join together, organize, and I'll see y'all tonight on the radio. Have a great day. God bless America, and stay safe.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.